Good morning once again. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Thank you. It's better. It's better. I don't have this mass all the time, so it's great to be back with you as we work our way through the month of November. So I want to begin by asking you a question. This is a question that all Catholic school students should answer eventually. If you don't know the answer, after today you will. The question is simply this. If you talk with somebody, if you visit with somebody, if you have a friend who says that he or she does not believe in God, because that will happen, or maybe it already has happened to you. If you have a friend or if you visit with somebody who says that he or she does not believe in God, what is the easiest way to teach them that there is a God? Because we heard it in today's readings. What would you say? All right. Anybody else? Yeah, what would you say? It's kind of hard to say. Let's move to the upperclassmen here. Would the upperclassmen have any effectiveness in this? Because I would say, go talk to a sixth grader, right? They're the smart ones. Would you rather learn from a kindergarten student or a sixth grader? Well, you know, a sixth grader maybe is a little smarter, yeah? Okay, how about one more? Let's go back to kindergarten. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen. Here's what you tell your friend. All you have to do is look around you. All you have to do is look into the sky and look at the stars. Who made the stars? Did you make the stars? Did the stars just appear? All you have to do is look at the planets. Who keeps the planet Venus from running into us here on Earth? Do you think that just happens automatically? All you have to do is look at a beautiful sunset. Anything that's beautiful is not from the devil. How do you think that sunset happens? Do you make it happen? Do you make the sun go up and down every day? No. Who does all that? God. So if you don't want to look up into the sky, look down around us. Who do you think makes the human body? Who do you think makes this ear that is created perfectly to channel sound? Does it just happen automatically? No, there was a Russian atheist, actually, who became a believer just by studying the human ear and how it's perfect in developing sound patterns for our brain. St. Thomas Aquinas taught this in the 13th century. He taught that we know that there is God through the effects of the Creator. All you have to do is look at the beauty around us, the northern lights. Or what about the beautiful season of autumn? Who makes the leaves turn into beautiful colors and then grow again in the spring? Do you do that? No, because you don't know how to do that, do you? No, I don't either. God does it. Say, by the way, speaking of autumn, we're having a wonderful autumn, and you need to continue to pray for good weather, because we're building your new school, by the way, right now. We're pouring the foundations of your new school. So every day that there's a good day, between now and January, it's a good day because we're getting a lot of work done. But listen, it is autumn. It's kind of a depressing time of the year. We're in the mountain time zone. It's soon to be dark by 3:30 in the afternoon. But why is it that we're not worried about being in darkness? Why is it that we believe that spring will come and summer will come? We're not panicking, thinking we're going to be in winter forever. Who will make the sun rise again in the horizon in the spring and into the summer so on the 4th of July you can wear your shorts outside? Who does that? Yeah? God does that. So listen, anything that's beautiful is a result of God's creation. That's what the first reading said from wisdom. The first reading said this: from the greatness and beauty of creation, the original author is seen. Did you hear that? It's from the book of wisdom. From the greatness and beauty of creation, the original author is seen. That original author is God. That Bible reading is telling us that we see God in a beautiful tree that turns colors. We see God in a beautiful sunset. We see God in the beauty of the moon and the stars and all the heavens. That's what you say to your friend. You say to your friend, you don't think there's a God? Look around you. Ask your friend, are you going to make the sun come up tomorrow? Are you going to make the sun go down? Are you going to make summer come? No. Brooklyn, bring me the news. This is news. Thank you, Brooklyn. Now, not every state has a beautiful license plate. But we do. And what's on our new license plate? Did you read the Dickinson Press today? North Dakota is getting a new license plate. The last time there was a new license plate, I was living in Italy. Did you see the new license plate? It's beautiful. You know why it's beautiful? You know why it's beautiful? Picture of Western North Dakota. That's why it's beautiful. It has the Badlands on it with a sunset. All the people in Fargo and Grand Forks are going to look at Western North Dakota. Because Western North Dakota now has the beauty and the riches. We're funding the whole state with our oil. But look at this. There's a bison on there for NDSU. Okay. Maybe there should be a Rough Rider on. Oh, the vote's not over yet. But it is a display of the beauty of North Dakota. Because who made it beautiful? Did you make it beautiful? Who makes it beautiful? Yeah. Yeah, who puts the oil in there? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Who puts the beauty in the animals? You know, I was out deer hunting last weekend. For 2 days, I was out deer hunting. I didn't shoot a deer. I saw a lot of deer. There's a lot of young deer out there, by the way. There's a lot of young deer out there. And I was shooting an antlered whitetail, was what my license said. I saw a lot of small deer. I didn't have a good shot. I didn't have the shot I wanted. But you know what's nice about deer hunting? It's not just shooting deer because they're good to eat. What is also enjoyable about deer hunting? Yeah. You're outside. You see the scenery. You see the beautiful landscape. You see God's creation. Who put the deer there? Did you put the deer there? God put the deer there. So whenever we experience the beauty of creation, whenever we experience the wonders of the stars, the moon, we know that there's an original author, and that is God. Because you didn't do it, I didn't do it, Caesar didn't do it. Only God can put the spots on a Dalmatian. Never forget that. So, we come to Mass as believers. We have a beautiful church, which reflects God. Everything beautiful reflects God. If you, in your lives, ever doubt, if you ever doubt that God is there or that God is with you, then it's time to get away a little bit. Go into God's creation, look up into the sky, and remind yourself that there is a creator. The creator created you. The creator created the sunset. The creator created everything beautiful. Because as that book of wisdom wrote, and now you'll remember this homily when you get your new license plate, the greatness and the beauty of created things reminds us of the author, who is God. Can I hear an amen?